Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up later this hour, we'll be joined by Devin Dubnyk, NHL Network analyst, to talk about Caps Rangers. That's coming up at 8:45. But right now, we're happy to go out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Ben Standig, who covers the Commanders for The Athletic. Ben, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Of course. I'm betting that you're happy that you just put out your final 2024 NFL mock draft on your Twitter. You just posted it about 45 minutes ago, and you have the Commanders selecting Jaden Daniels at number 2 overall after Caleb Williams goes number 1 to the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, the last, you know, you guys are obviously talking about this every day too. To talk about one subject and basically two or three humans for 4 months is exhausting. Especially with the way I think everybody started losing their mind here at the end as to, you know, I mean, the top golf thing was such the epitome of how we all went a little nuts. But yeah, I mean, you know, the Jaden Daniels thing, I mean, I've been talking a lot about, you know, groupthink and the fact that we just went through this coaching search and, you know, anybody kind of to a certain degree trying to claim either A, they know what they're going to do, or B, that it's obvious what they're going to do. I've just been mocking. Now, to be clear, like I went back and looked, and the first time I had Jaden Daniels to 2 was on March 7th when I did like my first Commanders only mock, and I haven't changed it since. And it's mostly like, you know, reading the tea leaves or talking to people around the league and getting a feel for who likes who. I did a survey for The Athletic a few weeks ago, polled 17 people in the league to, you know, tell me what you think. And they all had Jaden Daniels second, you know, collectively a decent size ahead of May and McCarthy. And, you know, as we've gotten to the end here, I feel like I've gotten a little more actionable intel on this. The team has still been quiet there, but at the same point, I feel like I have enough to be like, all right, I feel pretty confident in Daniels. But even still, I had, like, you know, notable sources in the league yesterday tell me they still hear something about Drake May. So we'll see. But yeah, I feel fairly comfortable at this point that Daniels will be the pick.
I feel like Daniels, I keep saying it, I think he's the most explosive, most exciting player in a draft. It's going to be hard to pass that up. If I was Bears, I'd probably take him 1-1, to be honest with you. But regardless of whether or not you buy it or not, there has been some sort of smoke about, you know, maybe a little reticence in here coming. I think whoever drafts him, he's going to be happy. They're going to get on that private jet. He's going to have champagne and lobster, and he's going to be a happy camper. But I do think there has been, for whatever reason, some weird smoke around him not wanting to be here ideally or whatever. Is it possible, Ben, here's a theory I just kind of came up with this morning, that that's more of a reflection on the vibe he's getting from them? Maybe the Commanders are being wishy-washy to him on some level, and that's making him be somewhat wishy-washy on them. It's a wild theory, but, you know, hey, we got months to kill here. Now, today's the day, but we're thinking about this from all angles.
Yeah, for sure. So here's my theory as to kind of what happened here at the end with this whole notion of Jaden Daniels possibly wanting somebody else. There being some maybe some tension or whatever. So, I mean, it's been known for some time that, you know, a Jaden Daniels, Antonio Pierce reunion with the Raiders because, I was at the owners meeting, asked Antonio Pierce about Daniels, asked if he ever thought he could be a Heisman winner. He said that when he recruited him out of high school, that he told him he could be a Heisman winner. So my point is that relationship goes back a long way. So Sure, if for Jaden Daniels, there's a lot of comfort, obviously, in being with that guy. So I think that's not that big of – I mean, I think that's been known.
Normal.
As not a
that's
big
normal.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think what happened here – this is my theory. So typically, right, when these top 30 visits happen, the player comes in and has the full day one-on-one with the coach, the executive, and other stuffy adults, you know, at a eating steak or whatever. And that was the expectation. And, you know, for an agent, their job is both to advocate for their client, but also to inform them, to make sure there's no surprises with anything that's about to go through this process. And this agent, who I've, you know, he represents other players, he represents Derek Forrest on this team, but he's not with one of the bigger firms. I'm guessing he was caught off guard by the fact that this was not a one-on-one. And he's, you know, agents are a cutthroat business. I'm positive that all the big firms are constantly sending Jaden Daniels texts saying, come with us. And this looks not great, perhaps in the client, from Daniels' perspective, if the agent is like not on top of what's happening. To the agent's credit, I imagine the Commanders probably did tell him, because if the whole point of this exercise, right, is to sort of see how they react to this, then why get you don't really necessarily want to give them a ton of heads up or whatever. So my guess is when the agent found out about this, he reacted in sort of a insecure way, just the way any of us probably would, in that like, whoa, what's going on here? Because he doesn't want to look bad. And that reflected in the thinking emoji, et cetera. So, and then because from Daniel's perspective, he's like, well, wait a minute. I thought I was going one-on-one. Now I'm not. What's going on here? I don't know why.
So a cover your ass thing for the agent, kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think. This is, you know, a little bit of a, just guess. But, you know, I have a little bit of insight into the situation. So that's my... that's my best guess. And then once this happened, everybody sort of, you know, went nuts on this thing we already knew about Pierce, rather than it being like anti-Commander, it's more like it's pro-Raiders. And that has, you know, I mean, it's like not like he didn't want to go to Washington, but he just had wanted to go to that place. And therefore people are making it a bigger deal than it is. So hopefully if that's the way it goes, they take Daniels, it's no harm, no foul. And everybody's happy from day one and move forward. But that's kind of how I feel like that kind of whole situation went down.
Ben, let's live in the hypothetical world for just a second. If you were to find a source, like a leak at Commander's Park, somebody gives you good, actionable intelligence that you would trust, is it more likely to come from the front office side, from the Peter side, or from somebody on the coaching staff? If you were to get
first
that
of all,
sort of access.
Yeah. First off, I've been living in the hypothetical world for months, so
right.
we can live there for a few more.
Yeah, we can
a few more minutes.
Yeah.
So you know, here's the reality, right? There's new bosses in town. It isn't just Adam Peters. Like, Josh Harris was here last year, but this is really the first year of the Josh Harris ownership, right? Because last year he inherited it right before, or he bought the team right before training camp started. So this is really year one of everything, and I think what I tend to find is everybody gets very much on their P's and Q's. I mean, even people last year who were at least willing to sort of engage in, small banter, everybody's very quiet right now, like as you've heard. So I guess my answer would be you would have to probably come from the front office, because I would bet everybody else is scared to death to talk. So it would have to come from, like, you know, Peters or somebody, you know, or ownership or something like that, because anybody else, you know, you're quasi-expendable, I think, at this point.
Right.
If they don't select Jaden and they go in a different direction, be it Drake or JJ or something else, what would be the reason they don't select him?
I think what's weird to me is, like, I have not been able to, even if I attempted to sort of, like, fall in love with any of these people, not as a fan, but as like a boy, this is, you know, this is a guy you can't pass on. I mean, I think with Daniels, it's pretty obvious. It's you know, the size has got to be concerning. You know, one of the things that really spooked me when this whole process started was seeing those highlight reels or low light reels of him just getting absolutely pummeled when he's running. And like that it scares me that he would have that type of lack of spatial awareness, but then also the size. So I think that's got to be a thing. I know I had Logan Paulson on my podcast the other day, and he talked about who, and he's a Daniels guy, but he was saying the one thing that concerns him is the relative simplicity of LSU's offense. Obviously, they had the two great receivers who were probably getting in the pick in the first round today, but just it wasn't like an overly sophisticated offense. It was basically drop back, look deep, and if it's not there, you know, he had the ability to take off. So I think those would probably be some of the reasons. I think the other one is, I don't know to what degree, like for each team, each GM, each coach, you know, what matters the most. I wonder in the case of Daniels, it's been said to me by his teammates back at the Senior Bowl, and others have said this often that too, he's not like a charismatic alpha leader type. He's more of a, watch my lead, set the example kind of a guy. And at that position, is that what you want from your quarterback? Now, he's also the guy who apparently is at the gym all hours of the day. He gets up at like 5 a.m. and, you know, he's very disciplined. So, like, the lead by example is a real thing. It's not just that he's quiet. It's like he actually does his stuff. But that would be something I would wonder. How much do teams desire a quarterback who is truly the center of attention? Like, I think one thing about this whole golf situation is to get the feel for when you're in a room with a bunch of other guys like that, who becomes the center of attention? Who do people gravitate towards? How do they react? That would be my one thing. I don't know that it's a big deal to them, but I do wonder, just in general with quarterback, how much does that guy need to be something of an alpha personality? Because obviously, as we know, that position, you know, the world revolves around them, and you need your teammates to gravitate towards it.
By the way, I saw Logan Paulson actually advocate for J.J. McCarthy, as you were talking about sophisticated offense and who he might pick. Anyway, let's move to the next two picks. So if you had to bet right now, do they move up and package picks to get back into the first round? In our mock draft, that's what we're doing, just so we give the Commanders a pick at 16. Or do you think they stand pat? And if they stand pat, what positions do they address?
Can I throw in a third option?
Sure.
Had to do all these Commanders only mock drafts for my site because, you know, we need clicks and all these things and people need to subscribe. So we kept doing these things. And I've had them move up. I mean, it makes sense, right? You need a left tackle or whatever. But what I landed on ultimately was the likely left tackle options are all very inexperienced. I mean, Amarius Mims started 8 games at Georgia. Tyler Guyton started 15 at Oklahoma. Are we saying that they're going to throw these people out there day one to protect whoever the quarterback is? That doesn't seem logical. And if that player has to sit a good chunk of the season, isn't Washington better off either holding the pick or trading back? Because, you know, like, why give up picks to have a player that you can just fifth year get next year if they're not going to play a lot? So I landed on that. And then furthermore, so I had them trade from 36 down to, I think, like 43. And as part of the deal, I picked up a second round pick next year, because to me, this entire exercise from the moment that Peter showed up and everything they've done is not about 2024. It's about 2025 and beyond. This year is obviously they're going to do the best they can, whatever that means, but they wouldn't have gone out and signed a bunch of guys to 1 year deals to the degree that they did. They would have spent bigger money to make some splashier moves. So I think trading back, to me, makes a lot of sense if you're getting, especially if you can get 2025 picks, because next year is when I think Peters gets more aggressive. But in terms of the positions, I mean, offensive tackle, edge rusher, to me, if you're talking pure need, I think those are the ones I would look at, and that's what I went for in my various mocks. But realistically, right, almost literally other than defensive tackle and then I guess quarterback, you could take anything, best player available, and nobody should realistically flinch about the position because they'd still basically need everything.
What about receiver?
receiver has been very, very weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure. I don't have the full list of the 30 visits, and not that that's an indicator of everything, but I don't think they brought in a single receiver that's been reported or that I've heard of. You know, they didn't do, you know, they added a couple of pieces in free agency, but like, you know, nobody that any of us would think is definitely like the Curtis Samuel replacement. I still think they need a guy with some size at that spot. Mm-hmm. So logically, sure, I would say they should be taking receiver, especially somebody with some size. Somewhere day two would make sense, but they've been it's odd to me that they have been so quiet about it. On the other hand, they brought in a bunch of tight ends. Jared Wiley from TCU, the kid Sanders from Texas, who's viewed as like the number two guy typically behind Brock Bowers.
Right.
So they brought in those guys, and I think we all agree that's a position of need. So I imagine they take a pass catcher. By their actions, I just don't know that that's a wide receiver.
Right, right.
Ben, thanks for the time. We always appreciate it. No more mocks for you, my friend. You're done. You're out of that business, at least for this year.
you forget day two exists. They're going to make me do something, and I'm a nerd.
So yeah, you will.
I did forget about that.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks, appreciate it, buddy.
See you guys.
Yeah. All right, man. All right, don't forget, we still have a mock draft to do. That is coming up at 9 a.m. Who's on the clock here picking for the Bears? J.P. Finley is officially on the clock. We will do the first pick coming up at 9 a.m. We'll pick one all the way to 16. We've got a hypothetical trade of the Commanders coming back up into the first round, picking at 16. So EB will pick at 2 and 16 for the Commanders. We'll do that coming up at 9.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah. Why don't you go participate in the democratic process already? The Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Who will the Commanders draft tonight with the number two pick? You got four options: Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, or Michael Penix Jr.
Those were the top golf guys, the four guys that showed up.
Yep. That was the grouping.
Real quick, Nationals lost to the Dodgers yesterday, and I looked at the box score.
Mm-hmm.
And what I looked at was Ohtani's numbers.
All right.
Because there was some talk, all this gambling controversy, he's going to be distracted. And he did start off slow. Remember, he started off a little slow. Betts was the guy who started off super hot. Ohtani's hitting 371.
Well, Betts had four hits last night, too.
He's hitting 365.
Yeah, it's a crazy good lineup, and pounded out 20 hits last night. On
what was the final score? As I watched,
11 to 2,
a decent amount of it.
11-2.
Yeah, 11-2. Ohtani had
bloodbath.
Three doubles.
Yeah, he was killing the ball. And he hit a 456-foot homer the night before. So
the other thing, I know we're not going to have time to talk about it, but I want to hear from you golf nerds just real quick. What do you make? They gave Tiger $100 million. They gave Rory $50 million. I don't know who else. They gave Spieth $30
million. It's kind of embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Really?
I think it's embarrassing.
They're trying to outlive is what they're doing.
They have to do it to keep these guys.
Yeah, that's how they're doing it.
It pales in comparison to what Liv will give, but at least it's a token because these guys all felt betrayed, right? Because they said they weren't going to merge with them. And now it looks like they're going to probably end up merging. They passed up all this money, Yep. It's a little good faith gesture.
That's why, you know, Monahan went out and got the $3 billion because half of that was going to go to the players.
I think $750 million is what they've said. And so some is actually going to retired guys. So I don't know which retired guys that is.
Hey, I don't know.
Even George Speed's getting 30 milli.
I don't know four guys who've been more loyal to their company than these four guys. I mean, if Odyssey wants to ship us some extra chips.
That'd be
great. They need extra chips. Did you get something? Didn't we get something for like our 20 years? Like we got a catalog. Yes. I think I ordered the world's worst female golf clubs that my wife has.
Yeah,
it doesn't even have, EB, a 5-iron. It says 4/5 on the club. It's at Nubs. They gave you like 6 clubs. The bag is the cheapest thing you've ever seen. That's what we got.
Yeah. Do you remember what you ordered? I don't remember. Did you get like binoculars or something?
Right.
Was that for CBS or was that?
I think
that
was back when we were with CBS Radio.
They gave us a catalog.
It was like, congratulations, 20 years. Yeah. Here's a terrible catalog of products that you can choose from.
I remember we got like a little glass.
Like a plaque you can put on your desk at home. Yeah. Like, 20 years of service. John Allville.
Right. It is what it is. Yeah. You gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to regale us with EP stories, Mr. Bickle?
I'll try.
It is time for the entertainment page. And, of course, it's sponsored.
Oh, sorry.
Sponsored.
It always catches him by surprise.
I've been doing the show for 28 years, and we haven't often had a sponsor for EP that I have to specifically me read. Usually I let you guys do all the reads. But this is my guy.
Yeah, you're getting used to it.
Yeah.
Mikey Walker.
The entertainment page says, driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. How great is that? 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMW Fairfax.com.
Just a quick entertainment nugget I want to ask Cakes, because I saw he tweeted about it. Is Baby Reindeer on Netflix good?
It's pretty good. Now, let me just say this. It's dark and disturbing.
Mm.
It's not for
everybody.
It's
number one.
But it is.
Are the British accents super thick?
I mean, they're thick, but they're Brits.
Yeah.
You just turn on closed the caption, which okay. I do for everything outside of sports anyway.
Baby Reindeer. Number one in TV shows today.
It's a good watch, but it's not light and fluffy content.
Yeah, well, like it's about a stalker.
Yeah, it's about a stalker.
And she's not a looker.
No, she's not.
Is this her?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a watch, but I'm telling you, it's disturbing.
She stalks. Does she stalk this bartender that she's talking to?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By the way, this is
it. Would I like it?
You would like it.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
This is entertainment related. I started my free trial yesterday of Fubo TV.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to donk off my cable and my YouTube TV.
Both? Wow, look at you.
Yeah, because this has the mass in. It has everything.
How much?
The one I want, but the 4K, $89.
Mm. Nice.
So I'm going to donk off my cable and my YouTube TV, and I think I'm going to be a net winner.
I think that's
definitely
a smart move.
Now, the only thing is, it takes a little long to connect each channel. It takes, maybe 3 or 4 seconds.
Okay.
You know, because it's
some
a
lag
stream.
Time, yeah.
There's a little bit of a lag.
Yeah.
I could see that being annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it works out great. I got it on my phone. I did it on my, streaming it on my smart TVs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's not to love?
I mean, give me your review once you've had it for a month.
Yeah.
I might be intrigued.
So it's the YouTube TV competitor, basically.
One of them, yeah. There's a bunch of them out there. But this one actually has Masson and Monumental.
And YouTube doesn't have all that.
Right. I don't know what the dispute is.
YouTube has Monumental, doesn't have Masson.
Correct.
Okay.
Masson's a little more difficult to find.
Although I'm not sure about Sling TV. What does that have?
I haven't tried that. Somebody said now that DirecTV has a stream option. You don't even need the dumb dish anymore. You just buy the stream package. And they also have Masson.
I mean, is anybody putting a big dish on top of their house?
No, but the great thing about that is, if that's true,
right?
The number one reason why I got rid of DirecTV, number one reason, is because literally it's sprinkle and I would lose the signal.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm. I'm guessing if you have the stream option.
That doesn't happen. Yeah.
Right? If you get a little snow on your dish.
Yeah,
or,
matter.
I got to be honest. I never really have
disruption that issue?
Unless it's a really bad snowstorm, which we never get anymore. But I paid way too much for it.
Dude, you should just do the stream.
I know.
Are you cable?
Direct.
He's a direct. Yeah.
Still
he's
a direct, direct TV.
Guy.
They're beaming it right to that big ass satellite dish.
Three bills a
the
month.
The only thing I don't like about Fubo is they don't have numbers. And I'm a memorize a numbers guy.
Yeah.
And my remote doesn't
I'm out of that game. I've been out of that game for a while.
I am, but like with DirecTV, like I probably still know all the numbers. You know what I mean?
So how do you change channels too. There? They just
I got to go to the guide and I got to, you know what I'm saying? It's a little more.
Yeah, you scratch. You doom scroll through the guide.
Oh, yeah.
So and I don't have, it doesn't, my, I don't have a speaker thingy, like, you know, talk a mic on it on my, this remote.
YouTube TV.
So it's a pain
what
in the
I
ass.
Like is if you go to home on YouTube TV, they know the channels you go to. So it'll have like boxes and it'll say what shows right there.
They know the ones that you tend to look at. Yeah. They organize it. All right, this is gross. Christina Applegate, you know, she's getting very.
Does she have MS?
Yeah. She's got MS. She's getting very graphic. And, you know, you feel horrible for her, right? She's dealing with multiple sclerosis. I guess she shared in a recent podcast that not only is she dealing with multiple sclerosis, she woke up at 3 a.m. and. It was just a mess in her pants. She didn't know what happened. She didn't know if it was the MS. Turns out that she suffered from sapovirus. You know what that is?
I don't.
You know what that is?
Warren Sapp virus? I don't know.
Sapovirus? I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly. I think that's when you get fecal matter in your food.
Ooh.
Dude, there have been some horrifying stories. So that, you know, that's obviously as gross as you can imagine. There have been horrifying stories on the Daily Mail lately of like a girl that didn't heat her soup up well enough and she got basically went sepsis and died.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, got some horrible there's been like two or three stories of people eating like bad food and dying.
Glad I heated.
I don't know what there's obviously some message there. I don't know what's going on.
Hopefully I heated my wonton soup up enough yesterday. I don't want to get sepsis and miss the draft. After all this draft talk, the draft. God forbid. At least if I'm in the hospital bed, I would say, put the NFL draft on, through my ventilator.
Can't you, by the way, can't you set up most smart TVs to your Alexa? I think you can.
I don't know. My Alexa is
underutilized.
Yeah. How about never utilized?
Well, it's listening to everything you do if it's plugged in.
Even when it's unplugged?
Oh, it's unplugged. It's not.
I don't think it's listening if there's no power. Now, if they found a way for it to listen when the power cord isn't plugged in, then they're way ahead of the game.
Right. Anne Hathaway recently had an audition, and she did an interview with V Magazine, and she said she felt gross. You know why, Cakes? Why did Anne Hathaway feel gross at her audition?
Casting couch?
Kind of. She had to make out with 10 different guys during the audition.
Who was running that audition?
Well, I mean, if it's like a romance thing,
that producer's kind of horny.
Yeah, that guy's horned up.
Dude, I've been down all these rabbit holes about, I mean, Hollywood is despicable. I don't care what anybody says. There are some directors that literally had beds in their office.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about casting couch. It was a casting bed.
Right.
Like, you want this role?
You want this job? Hop into bed with me.
Hop in this. We're hitting the skinnies. And then you can have the role. I mean, Hollywood literally is despicable.
Yeah, but I'll watch their content. Give me the content. Give me a blah, 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 blah. I'm going to digest it. They can be as despicable as they want. Now, whatever wormhole you're down, give me more of the content. Baby reindeer? Yes, please.
That's not from Hollywood, I'm guessing.
Well, wherever it's coming from.
British Hollywood.
Yeah,
what is British Hollywood?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
This is a hilarious quote from Billie Eilish. I'm glad you put this in here, Valdez.
I wish you were doing a Billy Idol story, but I understand why you're not.
Billie Eilish says she has an enormous, enormous part of her life that's a huge, huge help for her. She should have a PhD in it. What is she talking about, Kate?
Jugs.
No. Hooking herself.
I did that for Valdez.
Self-pleasure.
Oh, really?
She and Valdez have something in common.
Yeah, that's the ultimate in projection.
Enormous, enormous part of my life. It's a huge, huge help for me. I should have a PhD in blank. And JP kind of said it.
How does it help her? She calms her down.
It's an enormous part of my life. I can't stress it enough. As someone with extreme body issues and dysmorphia, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
That I've had my entire life. Remember, that's why she would wear all those baggy clothes all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she took off the baggy clothes, and then you saw she had these enormous jugs.
Yeah, she has mountains on her chest.
Right.
See, that's why she's got dysmorphia.
Did you read? Do you know what she does when she hooks herself?
I don't.
It's kind of hot.
What? Listens to the junks on Odyssey, on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. You get her going.
Your zings are aphrodisiac. Yeah.
Did you read the last line of this article, by the way?
It's a hot article. It's almost like literotica.
Is it hotter than what Drab was eavesdropping on the plane?
But apparently she hooks herself in front of a mirror and watches herself.
Interesting. I would never do that.
Eric's going to try that.
She also said,
"Never ever."
Did you hear what she said about?
Yes, yeah. I've been in love with girls for my whole life.
Yeah,
but I just didn't understand until last year. I realized I wanted my face in a blank. Well, you can just guess.
I thought you were going to throw
brother
that out
was
there.
Probably a little uncomfortable reading that article.
Does she still record with him? Is that like her partner?
Every time I've ever seen her brother is on her hip.
He gets very uncomfortable.
Maybe it's like Angelina Jolie situation. When she's like making out with her brother.
Is he just riding all the coattails?
He's got to be.
I mean, he's the ultimate coattail rider,
that's why
right?
Drab's, that's his favorite artist.
He's definitely the Nubs Eilish.
Yeah. Kanye has a new business venture, Cakes. You won't guess this one.
I mean, I would need a hint. I can only imagine
JP,
what his next business venture is.
JP, you'll probably guess this. What's Kanye's next business venture? Kanye, the guy with the Yeezys and what other business
ventures? Well, Adidas definitely ceased their relationship with him.
Right, but I think they got back together to unload the $1 billion worth of merch.
Oh, they did.
They,
I didn't know that.
A ton of merch.
His new business, he's into car washes.
No, we should all be into car washes.
Everybody loves a clean car.
Everybody loves a clean car.
Give me a hint as to what his new business venture is.
You're big into it.
Poker?
Porn.
Oh, yeah. Another projection. Biggest projector ever, right here.
Kanye is reportedly thinking about starting his own porn studio called, you guessed it, Yeezy Porn. And supposedly he's working with Mike Moss. Do you know who Mike Moss is?
Yeah, he's right behind us.
Yeah, he's wearing a commander's
wing. He cuts up videos for YouTube.
YouTube vids all the
time.
No,
he happens to be the ex-husband of Stormy Daniels.
Mm. Okay.
I think we had that, dude
the guy
in
was
studio.
Here? Maybe.
But she definitely came in here with some dude.
No, that was like her gay friend.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't
if you remember.
It was a really weird guy. Yeah.
As her gay
friend. How does Mike Moss spell his name?
M-O-Z.
Like
mozzarella. Silly. Short for mozzarella. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will talk some Capitals playoff hockey. We'll be joined by Devin Dubnyk from NHL Network. We'll be joined by him next here on the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, real quick, I saw this before we get to our next guest, and there's going to be a white corner drafted probably in the first round, right? Cooper DeJean?
Yep, from Iowa.
Yeah.
He was asked, apparently teams have asked him this question because he was a high-level basketball player, and I wonder where you come down on this. He was asked, would you beat Caitlin Clark in one-on-one? Now, he said, I think I would. What do you think, Jason?
What I think he said?
No, do you think he would beat Caitlin Clark in one-on-one?
Who are we saying?
I'm going to say.
You said he played high school ball?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's clips of him dunking all over the place.
Yes.
I'd probably say if he's that high level and he's going first round in the NFL draft, I'd say yes, he would beat Caitlin Clark.
It's an interesting question. He said he thinks he'd beat her, that she'd score on him from like the deep shots.
I don't think she's getting her shot off against him.
Well, I think she'd get the deep shot off.
I think he's probably going to cover her like a blanket.
If he's
a corner.
On her.
Maybe. Do you,
he's
know how,
NFL corner.
You know how much quicker and athletic he is?
Yeah. She's going to have a hard time getting that off.
Like, yes.
This is not me being sexist. It's just,
no.
It's
as quick as she
physiology.
Is, he's quicker. As quick as she like, is, he's quicker.
And he's stronger.
I think
he's
there's
like,
probably
all of that.
A ton of Iowa football players, even if they didn't play high school basketball, it would.
All right, let's head out to the BetQL guest hotline. We're going to welcome in Devin Dubnyk. You can watch NHL Network analyst Devin Dubnyk on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Devin, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Can you talk about, since you're a goaltender by trade, can you explain the evolution of Charlie Lindgren from journeyman backup, you know, early in his career, to playoff starter, sending a $5 million plus goalie in Darcy Kuemper to the bench? I mean, the Caps have had to lean on him heavily basically since early March, and he's still shouldering the load into the playoffs.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I think it's circumstantial with him as far as why it took so long. I remember him. He was the third goalie in Montreal when he started, and you know, every time he'd come up, he would play great. We played against him a couple times when he was up, but you know, Carey Price is there, so there's just. And he was a guy, like, he was a prospect to theirs, so they didn't want him sitting on the bench behind Pricer. And so the opportunity wasn't quite there. And then finally, you know, he moved on from Montreal. And it's kind of, he's, you know, everywhere he's gone, he's played great.
Mm-hmm.
He just, it's just like this, the circumstances haven't really presented themselves for him to even be, you know, like, steadily in the NHL probably as early as he should have been. You know, and now he's got this opportunity. So he's always played well. I just don't think the opportunities have been there. And he was given an opportunity this year and played incredible and obviously took him into the playoffs. But I don't think that it's like an anomaly. I just don't think he's had the right opportunity up until this point to be a starter.
And Devin, going forward into next season, how does Darcy Kuemper get his mojo back? I mean, the Caps went out and spent a lot of money. They wanted to get off the goalie carousel. They wanted that, you know, guy that they could start 60 or 65 games a year, and they thought they had it in Kuemper, but I guess his confidence wavered. Lindgren outplayed him. Like, how does he regain that confidence he had when he was backstopping the Avalanche to the Cup?
Well, you go in the summer and hit the reset button and continue doing what you've been doing. You know, for me, when I kind of fell off, I didn't want to go and make a drastic change. I just wanted to forget about the prior year and tell you mine was a lot worse than his is right now. I mean, he's just got a guy like Lindgren that stepped up and played great. But the good thing is, you know, the thing that you can don't have to worry about is he's got his contract and they've committed to him. And that's why you get, as a player, you get years, and so that you can have years like this and you don't have to worry about job security. So he can go back in the summer and just worry about getting the confidence back and get ready to go and go into next year. And listen, if they get both of them, that's not a bad thing either. This happened to me with Staylock the 1 year, my last year in Mini, where, you know, the guys, I'm not playing great and the other guy is, and you just got to sit back and watch and get ready to go. And, you know, I didn't have the contract security and he does. So, he's a great goalie, shown it. So it's there and you don't forget how to play.
All right. So what are your eyes telling you when you watch this series? Caps are down 2-0 to the Rangers. It's an 8-1. The second game, much better for the Caps, closer. Ovi only has one shot on goal in two games. How do you unlock him, and what are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, the Ovi thing's tough because obviously they need him, and he's, you know, that's pretty rare for him to be limited to those amount of shots. Last game, I think, was how the Capitals wanted to go. I mean, it was kind of uneventful. Like, they need to keep it uneventful because they don't score a lot of goals, and that's fine because Lindgren's played well and they defend well. And I think last game was good. I think, you know, a big part of, obviously, you want to get Ovi going, but I mean, I think a big part of the difference in that game, I mean, the execution for New York on their scoring chances was crazy. Like, the goals that they scored are picture-perfect shots, you know, three or four times. And so that execution, so I think the game was good in Washington's favor. I think they got beat by some pretty nice finishes by the Rangers.
Joined by Devin Dubnyk, NHL Network analyst. I don't want to lead the witness here, but what did you think of the Panarin hit against TJ Oshie? A lot of people thought it could have been a major penalty, at least should have been a minor penalty. What was your takeaway from that?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I think there has to be a penalty there. It's hard. I think there is head contact there. The reason I don't like it is that it's playoffs. So it's great that a player like that, you know, one of your best skilled guys is going to get involved physically. It's just the puck's gone and obviously he's like zoned in on the hit and he cuts back. And I know it's hard, especially depending on the height and stuff. Like, I don't think he's targeting his head, but he definitely hits it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't kind of like a straight on, like he cuts back into it. So he's obviously looking for the hit. So I didn't love it. And, you know, obviously that's not Panarin's game, but I didn't love the hit. I thought it was, especially because I said, like, he cut back into it. It wasn't a straight on hit, or he was obviously looking for the hit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last question. Do you like the Caps tomorrow night? Can they get one here and obviously put a little bit more pressure on the Rangers?
Yeah, they can get one for sure. I think, like, if they stick to that game plan, you know, they don't want to go end to end with the Rangers. I think last game was a good looking game for them, always fun coming back home with the momentum of the crowd, I think Lindgren will steal one for them.
All right, Devin, we hope that happens. Devin, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Devin Dubnyk, NHL Network analyst. Watch him on NHL Now and NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yep, of course.
Thanks, Devin.
When we come back, JP Finley will officially be on the clock as the Junkies mock draft begins. He leads off the festivities. Bears pick first. EB is in the on-deck circle. He'll make the pick. For the Commanders, we'll do picks 1 through 16 in the Junkies mock draft, and it starts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!